So see the paddle, because your paddle has this otter-shaped design versus the regular, you know, outrigger canoe kind of.
Well, what happened with me, and now I'm over 50 years old, and so my tendons are a little more worn down and everything. And when I was using the big paddle, I was starting to get like tendonitis and a sore.
Oh, right here in this area.
My elbow and my shoulders paddling.
Actually, a little bit happened.
And also when I was paddling, I noticed I was paddling really slow, you know.
Uh-huh.
And I like to get going and get some speed on my paddling. So I started just grinding the paddle smaller and smaller and making my paddle fat. And as I made it smaller, I was paddling faster and I liked it more. So then I was talking to my buddy who was an Olympic kayak racer. And he said, you know, we found a paddle that's shaped like an otter tail. And what's good about that, see, is you take your stroke and the paddle moves through the water.
Mm-hmm.
The bottom of the paddle is moving through the water faster than the top. So like an airplane propeller that goes around, the outside of the propeller is skinny and the inside of the propeller is wide because it's moving slow and the outside is moving much faster. So as you paddle this paddle, the bottom of the paddle is smaller and it slips the water and matches the... And then the up part is moving slower, it's wider. So it's just a little bit easier to paddle with this paddle. And it doesn't put as much stress on your tendons. Now, younger guys that are really strong and buff, a lot of those guys prefer a big, powerful, square blade paddle, and I understand. We also do the paddle in a wider 7-inch blade or an 8-inch blade. So we do them different sizes.
So you're looking at the narrow blade, you're going for surfing then, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So which one? What's the one you got in your hand?
This is a 6.5-inch blade.
6.5 inches for surfing?
For surfing, yeah.
Let's check
this one here. This is a surfing blade too for a stronger guy.
The shaft is just different?
This is a little bit thicker shaft, so it's a little stronger shaft.
Same material though, huh?
Yeah, this is.
So you notice a big difference in the inch? 1 inch or what?
This one here will have about the same amount of power as a regular square-bladed paddle, like the C4 paddle.
Uh-huh.
And this one here has less. So it's easier to paddle with it. And
especially probably in like whitewash or something, huh?
Yeah, you know, you're paddling out, the wave hits you, you go backwards a little bit, you have to start again,
mm-hmm.
and then wave hits you. So you're always starting and stopping. You paddle out, you're waiting for a wave, here comes your wave, you start. So it's like a mountain bike in low gear. It's just the lower gear paddle.
And then, so the tee, you just got a regular, normal
tee. Yeah, we just have a canoe paddle tee that we put in.
And I see you got some wood ones too, right?
We have, this is just an inexpensive wood paddle, and usually we get it for kids or for wives. You know, guy buys a paddle, and his wife wants to go, but she's not going to go too much. So he doesn't want to spend lots of money to get her expensive paddle. And we also carry the quick blade paddles. And then the surf tank paddles, and but we just have to be. I'm just out of them today.
How do you like them? The quick blade versus the surf tank versus these ones, or so on.
You know, I like them all. They're all fine. I think each one has its own design difference, and the quick blade is a little bit smaller blade, more like mine. And the surf tank is a very large blade, just the opposite design, but the biggest part is at the bottom, so it's a very powerful paddle.
So I noticed, because I put this Edgeguard stuff, I bought it from you guys.
Yeah.
We did a short little clip on this one too.
Yeah.
But then why don't you explain to us about that?
The paddle edge?
Yeah.
Well, you know, you just always are banging your edge of your board with your paddle. And by the way, when you use a narrower paddle,
uh-huh.
you hardly ever hit the board. And I notice whenever somebody wants to try my paddle, and I trade and I start using a square paddle, I'm always banging my board all the time. And so with this narrow paddle, you don't bang your board so often. But this edging is just really protects the board. And you know what? Your paddle doesn't get banged up as much either.
Mm-hmm.
So it's real good for that.
I kind of like it because I put this thing on. It's easy. It had the self-stick.
Yeah.
I don't know if you ever tried to put rim rubber on a kayak paddle on this. It doesn't work because you got to put the aqua lube on it. And then anything with a bevel, it just slides right off.
Yeah.
Sucks.
Yeah.
So this one's pretty good. I like it.
Yeah.
Do you notice any difference in performance? Because I'm getting kind of two trains of thought. Like one side is like, okay, I can feel it. I can't feel it, but
when you go around,
well, not yet. I haven't tried it.
When you go around a corner,
uh-huh.
like in a square blade, you have a corner. Sometimes this stuff will have a fold out. You know, it will stick out a little bit.
Uh-huh.
But what you do is you, if you leave that when you paddle, you can feel it. It makes a little flutter in the water. You kind of feel it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you just put some super glue in there and then you clamp it down with a C clamp and clamp it down and get rid of it, then I cannot tell any difference in performance between this and there and not there. But you can if there's a little fold out right there.
Cool.
Yeah.